welcome to another episode from Fit Baby Boomers Lean Expert Secrets, brought to you by Deborah Spears. And for those of you who are not familiar with me, you can find me on social media just by searching deborahspears.com. I am a registered nurse with 30 years experience working with direct patient care in healthcare industry as well as policy. And so my topic for today is to discuss the process of taking charge of your health. Let's get started. I talk about taking charge of your health, or more specifically, I like to say, be the boss. Be the boss when it comes to your health. What I mean by that is, even though the providers that you see are the experts in the services they provide, they still work for you, and that means you have to be the boss. You have to take charge. You have to ask questions and get clarification on everything, every service that is provided to you. And you not only have the right to do that, you have the responsibility, because you are responsible for your health. You cannot and should not leave your doctor's office or leave your pharmacist or leave a consultation with your nurse or other healthcare provider without having full clarity and understanding of the services, the treatments, or anything that you were provided. So my focus here today is on understanding the relationship between your medications and your food and how it may or may not interact. So ask your doctor questions. Always ask questions. When a medication is prescribed, you want to know what it's prescribed for, what kind of relationship it has with what you eat, what your condition is that is requiring that, what are some other things that you can do to maybe, is this a condition that is reversible? What are your lifestyle activities that you can do that will impact that? And when you leave, you want to have a full understanding of what that is. So if we don't take charge and do that, you could find yourself in a situation where you are taking a lot of pills and medications for things that you may have been able to avoid earlier on with the proper diet or nutrients. So that is the key focus that we wanted to talk about today. I wanted to just share with you that to say it is so important that we ask questions. It is so important that we get clarification. It is so important that we understand and make sure that the providers understand that he or she are not in charge of your health. They are the experts that facilitate helping you understand so you can make informed decisions. At the end of the day, the decisions are yours, but you want to make informed decisions. So it is their responsibility to provide you with the information that you need so you can make those informed decisions. So to understand what the condition is that they are diagnosing you with, understand what the choices are, what your options are, to understand the relationship between your lifestyle and whatever that diagnosis may be. I come back to the previous discussions that we've had where I talked to you about the percentage of treatments and illnesses and diseases that we're treating today being more often than not preventable conditions. And with that in mind, we have to understand the relationship between the activities that we do on a daily basis and the nutrients that we take in on a daily basis and how that is related to the illnesses we may or may not have and what we can do to control some of that or prevent some of those things from happening. That's why they're preventable conditions. So I just wanted to share that with you a little bit to say it's so important, whether you're in the kitchen cooking your food for yourself, whether you're out at a restaurant ordering off of a menu, whether you're going to pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacist, or whether you're in the doctor's office having a doctor's visit, an annual visit, a follow-up visit, or whether you're going to the lab to have blood drawn, each and every one of those scenarios, you are in charge. Every service provider, every individual, every caretaker, every other person or service that you go to, they are the experts. You require their expertise so that you have the information you need to make informed decisions, but you are the boss. Once you decide and once you realize that you are the boss, that means you have the responsibility to manage your life, your wellness, your fitness, your health, as if you were the person in charge, as if you were the boss of your health, and then require that these experts provide you with all of the necessary information so you can make the informed decisions. That is so critical, because if you are not fully informed, you could make the wrong decision. And then no one is going to make a decision about their health, their wellness, their fitness that's bad for them if they have all the correct information. People make the wrong decisions about their health, their wellness, and their fitness because they either had no information to guide them through those decisions, or they had bad information. Because by nature, we protect ourselves. We are naturally, we are just built naturally to do what's going to protect ourselves. Even when you look at something or someone and it looks like they're doing something to harm themselves, they're actually doing something to protect or recover or treat something else that you may not be able to physically see or visibly see. That's how we're made. So if your health is not at its optimum and you're looking for solutions, first get information from all of the providers that you have, then make informed decisions and choices. So when you see the pharmacist, ask questions. When you're having symptoms that you think may be a side effect, ask questions. It could be a relationship between the medications and your diet. Ask questions. If you feel like you need to see a specialist, request one. When you go to the doctor, if you're not really clear on what you should and shouldn't do with regards to your medications and your diet, ask to speak to a nutritionist. Ask questions of the nutritionist about the interaction or the relationship between if you're prescribed a blood pressure medication or if you're prescribed a blood thinner, and what's the relationship between that and the fruits and vegetables you eat. Or why is it that your stomach is upset when you take this along with this? You have to pay attention to your body and then ask questions. So I just want to give people this piece of information to say, because we oftentimes, we lose ourselves. We forget that the person in charge, the boss, is you. We forget that because we're put in front of people with the white lab coats, and they had all the training and the education, and that's wonderful. That is absolutely what we need so that we can make informed decisions. But you have to understand that at the end of the day, it's your body, it's your life, it's your health, and it's all about choices. The preventable illnesses and diseases that we have today are all connected to the choices. The choices that we make are all connected to the information and what's available to us at the time. And so you have to take charge, get the right information, make the right choices, and then you'll feel like when you wake up in the morning and you feel great. You know how sometimes you wake up in the morning, you feel great, and then sometimes you wake up in the morning and you're a little bit sluggish. So you have to ask yourself, what happened yesterday on the morning that you wake up and you're not feeling so great? And what happened on the day before when you woke up and you were feeling really great? Oftentimes, it's directly related to the nutrition, the diet you had. Did you prepare your meal? Did you stop at a restaurant? Or did you visit a fast food place, which I'm 110% never do that. But I know there are a lot of fast food places that people frequent, and they have things that they have, they're offering all these alternatives now. But the best alternative is to prepare the food yourself, buy fresh, and know what's in it. Limit the amount of all of the addictive substances that are in the foods that you buy that are prepared for you, and that's predominantly sugar. So you have to have a constant radar to understand that sugar is an addictive substance. It's harmful. It makes you want to come back for more. And the more of it you eat, the more damage you long-term to your health. It ages us faster. It has the increase of all of the increased risk of all the preventable illnesses on people who consume a large quantities of that. And it's very important that we understand that and have that as that's a piece of information, informed decision. So now you have that information and you make informed decision. So now that you know that, you read the labels, you ask questions, and you make better choices. And better choices will be available to you. The more better choices you make, the more better choices you will begin to find. It's amazing. It works that way. So once you make a decision to make better choices, you suddenly see, there are other choices. I didn't think about that. I always just picked this up because this is right here. Well, it's right there because it's convenient, but there are also other choices available to you. So take charge of your life. Take charge of your health. Take charge of your body. Take charge of your wellness, mental health, physical health, emotional health. Take charge. Make the decisions that are best for you based on the information you have, and anything you need clarification of, ask questions. Ask the providers questions. Many of them welcome the questions. So if you're someone who has the white coat syndrome, where you go to the doctor and you just don't remember anything you were going to ask, write things down. Take a note with you when you go. And did you know that a lot of times the doctors don't know what your nutrition is when they prescribe the medicines for you? People often talk about the majority. So the research will show the majority. And if you're not in the majority, you could be prescribed by way of a protocol that is based on the majority. Well, if you're not what most people are, you need to clarify that with your doctor. If you don't eat the way most people eat, you need to clarify that with your doctor. You know, if you take an excessive amount of vitamins, you need to let your doctor know that, particularly if you're going to be prescribed a medication. So it's very important that we have these discussions. Communication is everything. And that applies to your healthcare providers. And I understand that people don't go to the don't have a long period of time when they go to the doctor. You don't get to sit and talk with them a long time, but you can ask questions. You can actually call them on the phone. You can ask questions by way of the telephone and leave a message. And that office person will get that message to the doctor. And oftentimes, at the end of the doctor's day, when they're done with all of their patient visits, they look at the messages that they've received for the day, and they will take time to either prepare a response to give to the office staff to call you with, or they may even call you themselves and talk to you on the phone. Their day is done, they don't have another patient. There is time allowed for that. What happens is most people don't use that. Most people spend that 7 minutes with the doctor and they leave, and then they try to just wing it, try to figure it out on their own. And so there's a lot of room for calling the doctor's office, leaving messages and asking questions. There's a lot of room for talking to the pharmacist. You can go to the pharmacist with a list of medications, any diagnosis that you may or may not have, and the pharmacist will have a conversation with you. They are a wonderful free resource. You can always walk up, "I've been taking this medication, and is it okay that I do this along with this? Or should I cut back on eating this because the doctor gave me this? Or I have these headaches every morning since I've been prescribed this." Things like that you can have a conversation with your pharmacist about. There are places you can go to speak to people and ask questions, get clarification on what you should or shouldn't be doing, and learn. Get the information you need so you can make informed decisions. We are in a time when we absolutely 100% need to take charge of our health, because we are marketed at a massive rate with things that are not good for us, but they're in the market because people are making profit off of selling things to the masses who don't know. They sell things to the uninformed. They have catchy phrases, they have pretty bling bling, and people buy it. And that is why you have to get the information so you can know what's not good, what's good. If there's a new diet out, somebody's got, "Take this before you eat. You should be on this kind of a diet. Eat only this and never eat that. But drink my supplement because it's going to make you do this." Get information so you can make informed decisions before you buy into any and all of these products that are out here, where they are not out there to help you. They are out there because it's a business. And the business was designed to make profit. So it's so important that people understand that. Don't buy into the pills, the new vitamin, the new drug that's going to make you lose weight overnight. You know you didn't gain weight overnight. So if there is a drug that's going to make you lose weight overnight, there's a good probability that it's also going to be harmful to you. So I wanted just to make it so clear to people that it is so, so important that you understand that you are the boss of your health. So whatever the condition, the situation, the circumstances that you find yourself in, you made choices, good or bad, and now you have to get information so you can change any choices that were bad. Continue the choices that are good so you can have healthy longevity. That's it for me today. I'm hopeful that someone who is hearing this information is gaining something from it somewhere. And I wish everyone to have a wonderful week, and I will talk to you next time.